This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, including Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House is expressing sorrow over the six hostage deaths in Gaza, including that of 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin, whose parents spoke at the Democratic National Convention last month.
Hirsch, if you can hear us, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
The 23-year-old was seized by militants at a music festival during the October 7th massacre by Hamas. His arm blown off, throwing back a grenade militants had tossed. Now a family spokesman says,
I thank you all for your love and support and ask for privacy.
Officials say Goldberg Polin and two others were to have been released in the latest ceasefire deal that stalled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of Israelis joined protests in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv as pressure mounted on Benjamin Netanyahu to do more to bring the remaining hostages home from Gaza. A large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip has begun. Correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The UN is due to start vaccinating some 640,000 children on Sunday. It will rely on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in specific areas of the war-torn territory. Gaza's Deputy Health Minister Yusuf Abu Al-Rish said teams would try to get to as many areas as possible, but added the daily pauses may not be enough to guarantee enough children are reached. We call for a real ceasefire so that this campaign can really succeed, he said. The vaccination push comes after confirmation that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first case in the territory in 25 years.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. This is VOA News. Ukrainian forces shelled Russia's southern Belgorod region on Sunday, injuring 11 people, including two children who were seriously hurt, Regional Governor Vyacheslav Gladkov said. Ukrainian forces have long subjected the town of Belgorod and nearby districts to shelling and other attacks. Ukrainian forces launched an incursion into the adjacent Kursk region last month, and senior officers say their troops have occupied dozens of settlements. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on how Brazilians are coping following a national ban on the platform X, formerly called Twitter.
Brazilians say they feel disconnected from the outside world after Brazil blocked the platform X in the South American nation. The shutdown of Elon Musk's platform X comes as the billionaire refused to name a legal representative to the country, missing a deadline imposed by Brazil's Supreme Court justice. 18-year-old student Ana Julia Alves de Oliveira told the AP that X, formerly known as Twitter, was her way of getting news, so she feels she has lost touch with the rest of the world. However, 19-year-old student Maíra says, I honestly think it's right because everyone I know who uses Twitter gets a bit lost between what is real and what is fake. Brazil is one of the biggest markets for X with tens of millions of users. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Alternative for Germany, or AfD, was on track on Sunday to become the first far-right party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II, exit polls showed, but was almost certain to be excluded from power by rival parties. The AfD was projected to win 33.5% of the vote in the state of Thuringia, broadcaster ZDF's exit poll showed. In the neighboring state of Saxony, the conservatives led on 32%, just half a percentage point ahead of the AfD. With a year to go until Germany's national election, the results look punishing for Chancellor Olaf Scholz's coalition, though his Social Democrats look to have cleared the 5% threshold for staying in the parliament of both states. The number of fires in Brazil's Amazon rainforest region for the month of August surged to the highest level since 2010, government data showed on Sunday, after a record drought that has been plaguing the biome. Last year's rains came late and were weaker than usual because of a weather pattern known as El Niño, was supercharged by climate change. Paralympic organizers say triathlon competitions in Paris scheduled for Sunday have been postponed because of concerns about water quality in the Seine River after heavy rainfall. The 11 para-triathlon events are now scheduled for Monday if upcoming water testing allows. For more stories, go to voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.